This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 14th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today's weather across Israel brings sunny skies to Tel Aviv, with a light breeze making it perfect for a walk outside. Jerusalem enjoys similar conditions. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a few clouds, but stays warm. Here are today's headlines. First, the U.S. completed a five-hour wave of strikes targeting Iran's ability to attack commercial shipping. One crew member died and eight were injured after an overnight Iranian missile attack on UAE oil tankers. This comes from I-24 News in earlier reporting. Also, Lebanon says its army is ready to take over areas vacated by Israel. Both countries resumed U.S.-mediated negotiations in Rome. That's from Ynet, reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, an IDF strike killed a Hamas naval commander in Gaza City. In northern Gaza, the IDF eliminated three armed Hamas terrorists, reported by JNS earlier today. Separately, the IDF says it eliminated the commander of Hamas's maritime unit, Osama Naim Hamdi Shamalek, in Gaza. He was working on rebuilding the maritime force and promoting terror plots. Israel Hayom, Hebrew, provided this report from earlier today. And finally, the Church of England urges a study of a Palestinian Christian document accusing Israel of genocide. The UK's chief rabbi warns it risks undermining decades of relationship building between Christians and Jews. That's from the Times of Israel just this past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Shoshana Keats-Jasko posted minutes ago, sending a message to Jewish men in support of her stance. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs commented earlier today. They argue that Turkey is emerging as a new power center in the region, shifting the strategic focus away from Iran. Middle East 24 reported just minutes ago, they confirm an oil tanker was hit by a missile near the Oman coast in the Strait of Hormuz. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military action. According to I-24 News, the strikes aim to deter Iran from further attacks on commercial vessels. This operation follows an Iranian cruise missile attack that targeted oil tankers. The action is likely to escalate tensions in the Gulf region. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, Ynet reports that both Israel and Lebanon resume negotiations mediated by the U.S. Lebanon is pushing for an immediate pullout from specific zones, while Israel seeks security guarantees. The outcome could impact stability along the border. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF's recent strike on Gaza targeted key figures in Hamas naval operations. Osama Naim Hamdi Shamalek was responsible for rebuilding the group's maritime capabilities. This strike could weaken Hamas' operational capacity in the region. Finally, the Church of England's call for a study on the Palestinian document is raising concerns. The Times of Israel highlights that the UK's chief rabbi sees this as a potential threat to interfaith relations. If the document gains traction, it could strain ties between Christian and Jewish communities. On the economic front, first, Elbit is dealing with the crash of its flagship drone in India for the second time. Walla Business reports that the cause of the Drishti 10's loss is still unclear. This could impact Elbit's reputation and future sales in the region. Separately, Syngenta has partnered with Israeli company Groundwork BioAg in a deal worth up to $50 million. CTEC states this collaboration will enhance agricultural resilience and generate carbon credits. It's a significant step for Israeli innovation in agriculture. And finally, Paramount is considering leaving California amid legal battles over a merger. Ynet Business reports that this move could affect a $30 billion investment plan. If Paramount relocates, it may influence the entertainment industry's dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.